Radio Prague News. Azerbaijani civil society activist Anar Mammadli is the winner of the 2014 Václav Havel Human Rights Prize. The Czech nominee for EC Justice Commissioner Věra Jourová has moved to dispel concerns regarding a possible conflict of interests. And the regional court in Zlín is hearing the case of seven suspects implicated in the bootleg methanol scandal that killed close to 40 people. Azerbaijani civil society activist Anar Mammadli is the winner of the 2014 Václav Havel Human Rights Prize. Mammadli has actively defended the right to free elections and is the founder of the Election Monitoring and Democracy Studies Center in Azerbaijan. He was arrested in December 2013 on charges of tax evasion and illegal business, and in the spring of this year was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison. Mammadli's father, who is to accept the prize in his name, said the honour would give his son and other political prisoners in the country even greater moral strength to pursue their convictions. The Václav Havel Human Rights Prize is awarded each year by the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe in partnership with the Václav Havel Library and the Charter 77 Foundation to reward outstanding civil society action in the defence of human rights in Europe and beyond. The Czech Republic's nominee for EU Commissioner Věra Jourová, who was assigned the portfolio of Justice, Consumer Policy and Gender Equality, has moved to dispel concerns regarding a possible conflict of interests in the post. In response to written questions from MEPs, Ms. Jourová stressed her dedication to independent decision-making and said she would not be influenced by any government or individual in working for the best interests of EU citizens. Doubts have been voiced in connection with Mrs. Jourová's current close working relationship with the Czech finance minister and influential businessman Andrej Babiš. Ms. Jourová faces the traditional grilling before the respective European Commission on Wednesday. The Czech government is seeking to speed up economic growth and create new jobs in 2015, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said at Monday's meeting of the Association of Industry and Transport in Brno. He said the government was in the process of finalising an action plan to support these goals, which involved expanding the infrastructure and constructing new flats and schools. The Prime Minister likewise emphasised the role of economic diplomacy in boosting the growth of the export-oriented Czech economy. This year's economic growth is expected to reach 2.6%, by far exceeding the most optimistic forecasts. The regional court in Zlín is hearing the case of seven suspects implicated in the bootleg methanol scandal that killed close to 40 people in 2012-2013 and left dozens more with severe health problems. Three of the seven suspects of the so-called Ostrava branch of the bootleg mafia could face life sentences. So far, 10 people have been convicted in the case, with two men who mixed the spirits containing lethal amounts of methanol getting life sentences. The others got between 10 and 20 years for putting the public health at risk. Many of those who suffered methanol poisoning either went blind or have since developed serious health problems. The Czech health authorities have launched a campaign to spread awareness of heart disease and stroke prevention, the number one killers in the Czech Republic. The awareness campaign, held on World Heart Day, September 29th, includes massive press coverage and information regarding prevention, as well as tents set up in the big cities where passers-by were invited to get their blood pressure and cholesterol levels checked for free. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be clear and sunny with day temperatures between 17 and 21 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.